Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. For me, the other thing for sedation, and I think people have to remember, in 2001, I was doing zero surgery. I didn't take out teeth. I didn't do anything. Sedation was literally to help me build my practice because I was a startup at that point in time. But today, or fast forward to 2009, we talked about this in the Recession Proof podcast. Sedation was instrumental in being able to do more surgical cases because I wanted to offer sedation. And as non-surgical as we can make dental implants today, mentally and psychologically, people there's still scared. A surgery for patients. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agrawal, known as T-Bone, and I'm joined by my co-host, Meredith Cooper-Jones.
Hello, everyone.
This week, we're going to talk about my number two secret to building your dental practice. But before we get to that, let's turn our attention to my lovely co-host, Meredith Cooper-Jones. And I have an amazing announcement that I'm going to have her make because our 3D family is growing. Meredith, what does that mean?
That means I'm having a baby.
It's not mine.
Or anybody's at 3D.
Thank God for Meredith. That is Taylor's baby.
We know that for sure.
Well, you don't know yet because it hasn't popped out.
I can tell by the ultrasounds, looks just like him. I'm going to carry it for 9 months. It's going to look just like him. Beginning of March.
Good for you.
I'll still be available.
We're so excited for you.
But you might not see me as much.
We're so excited for you. So before we get into this week's episode, why don't you read us some stuff and talk about some stuff?
So we'll be batching episodes by that time. So before we get into today's episode, I have another win from one of our masterminders and just some of the things that people share with us after they've completed the program. This one says, we closed a $13,000 cash case this week and had time blocked so I can see him next week and do everything same day. Before that, we would have been freaking out if the schedule wasn't full. Also, oral sedation is a game changer. It makes dentistry so much better. That is Allie Fraunfelter, and I actually talked to her that day they were doing this case last week, and so I guess this was a week after this, and she said that her and Adam both had... They all came, their whole team, three doctors and five team members. It wasn't their whole team, but most of their team. And they both did sedation cases that day.
It's amazing, isn't it?
We had the best day ever.
Yeah, it's so relaxing.
Yeah, well, let's get into it. What is your number two secret in advancing your practice?
Well, hopefully you clicked on this episode because I said your number two secret. Number two. Isn't that how it goes in Austin Powers? Yeah. The number two secret, my number two secret for building your dental practice is oral sedation. So let's go ahead and get out of the way. What's number one, Meredith?
Yeah. Photography.
Of course, it's photography. Without question, photography has been the most important thing that we've implemented in our practice. Not intraoral cameras, photography.
I also shared that in the last episode, so I wasn't going to share it. I was going to make them go back and listen.
And then the number two thing that we added to our practice to help grow it was sedation. So Meredith, let's talk this week about how we use sedation to help build and grow our dental practice.
Yeah, so I think, you know, we talk about a lot of times that time, fear, and money mm-hmm. are the biggest barriers for case acceptance.
So sedation is, first and foremost, a great way to increase case acceptance in your practice. Because as Meredith was saying, we know that the main barriers to case acceptance is time, fear, and money. Okay, and time is usually, you know, time is typically an excuse.
Yeah.
Money is real, okay? Mm-hmm. And fear is one of those things that very often your patients don't tell you about or are hesitant to tell you about. So I find that having sedation and making mention of it as if it's standard operating procedure or always available for every type of procedure that we do has been amazing in increasing case acceptance. And some of the verbiage for this would be what I call our time, fear, and money close, which is letting your patient know at the end of every treatment discussion would be something like, Meredith, I want you to know your next visit's going to be about 2 hours with us. If you'd like, we can do that with sedation.
Okay.
And it's going to be about $150 out of pocket or something like that, you know.
Okay.
And something like that. So that way sedation isn't, hey, do you want to do sedation?
Yeah.
It's, hey, we can do that with sedation.
Yeah. When you ask me like that.
Yeah. Like, no, I don't want to do sedation.
But then when you say your appointment's going to be, you know, this long, typically, patients like this do this under sedation.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, that sounds good.
And so that's how we use sedation to increase case acceptance. It's one, having the tools or the skill set.
Yeah.
And then number two, actually letting people know that you provide this.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing and another thing that people do with sedation is it allows people to get more done in a visit. Mm-hmm. That would be fewer well-planned visits.
So that kind of leads into fewer well-planned visits. Absolutely. This is the second thing I saw with sedation. So when I implemented sedation in my practice in 2001, I think is when I implemented sedation in my practice. Oral sedation.
Yeah.
The first thing I wanted to do was increase case acceptance. Then what I started to find was that patients on their own would start saying, well, since I'm getting sedated, can we do all my work at one time? And I was like, this sounds like something I should leverage on my own, that way we bring it up. So part of the psychology of this is, if we go back to that time, fear, and money close that I did with Meredith there, is then that leads me into, if Meredith says, yeah, I'd love to consider sedation, that leads me to saying, well, Meredith, if we're going to consider sedation, another thing we should also consider is maybe getting all your work done at once, so that way you don't have to get sedated but one time.
Yeah.
And that's what led to fewer well-planned visit on one aspect of it. And the other aspect of it was it gave me more confidence to present, ask patients to do all the dentistry at once, because I'd be like, hey, Meredith, if you'd like, we can do all of this dentistry in one visit. And because we can do it under sedation, you know, you'll probably take a nap through the whole procedure and wake up with all of it done and be done with this.
I offer to be sedated during work all the time. Yeah. No one ever takes me up on it.
Yeah, I was going to buy some bourbon to try to sedate me.
Yeah.
So we use sedation to increase case acceptance and then also increase the amount of fewer well-planned visits. So Meredith, talk to me. I'm going to put you on the spot here. What is the benefit to a practice of moving to a concept of fewer well-planned visits?
Well, I think the main thing for patients is they're taking time off work. So they're looking at it that way. For the doctor, they don't have 1 hour time blocks for each filling.
Mm-hmm.
They're not bringing a patient back three times an hour and a half to do three crowns where they could have done those three crowns in two and a half hours.
Oh, 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, you could do it in 2 hours. Most people would be more like 2.5 hours. But waiting for them, if they only have 1 mil, that kind of thing. But they could sedate them and get those three crowns done there versus bringing them back. That chair time is what's so valuable. It's not as much the money as it is the time for those people.
And then overall, fewer well-planned visits leads to less chaos and less overwhelm and less burnout in practices.
Think about your team. That you're there flipping the room once versus
four times.
Three times.
Or four times, absolutely.
So it's just creating, you know, a simpler schedule.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you end up making more money.
And you
Isn't
end up producing.
Funny how that works?
You produce more, or let's say you even produce the same, but you see less patients, so therefore you make more money.
Right.
You know, it's less Turnover, less wastage.
Most people look at that as I have open time. I don't know what to do. Somebody fill my schedule. And then, you know, the other people are like you today where you didn't have a patient in the afternoon, so you left and came and worked here. And then Sully last week, his day fell apart. He had a hybrid. And the night before, the patient was sick. And so he went to the aquarium with his son.
Yeah.
Had a great day. You know, most people would be like, I got to find something. Book me fillings. Book me something to keep me busy. So I think that kind of leads us into our next thing is doing more. I think, you know, doing more of the dentistry you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, the other thing for sedation, and I think people have to remember, in 2001, I was doing zero surgery. I didn't take out teeth. I didn't do anything. Sedation was literally to help me build my practice because I was a startup at that point in time. But today, or fast forward to 2009, we talked about this in the Recession Proof podcast, sedation was instrumental in being able to do more surgical cases because I wanted to offer sedation. And as non-surgical as we can make dental implants today, mentally and psychologically, people there's still scared. A surgery for patients.
Yeah. And I think even if you're not doing surgical cases, even if you're just doing cosmetic cases, I've heard you in a consult before say, we always do, you know, you could say these, the prep appointment, we do this under sedation.
Yeah, I just tell them it's not a choice.
You know, we
it's
just
matter of fact.
That it's part of the case fee. Yeah. We do this under sedation. That's just a long time for somebody to sit there.
Oh, dude, I don't want people, like my rule is 2 hours or more, sedate.
Yeah, right. They just get antsy and they are moving, they want to get up.
I want to move to a model where if they walk in the practice, they have to be sedated.
Before they get there. You can't talk.
You can't talk. How awesome would that be?
We'll take your credit card before and a limit you can do. That would be so bad.
So Meredith, why don't you talk to us? Okay, so we've talked to people on the listeners here and they say, hey, I do want to increase case acceptance. Hey, I do want to do fewer well-planned visits. Hey, I do want to do more surgical cases. This oral sedation stuff sounds awesome. I'm not doing it or I'm not doing enough of it or it's been so long since I took my training.
Yeah.
I want to get brushed up on it. What is the implementation for all of this?
So sedation is probably one of the only courses that we have that has, you know, stipulations for each state.
Okay.
So each state has requirements. Some of them you have to be inspected, get certifications.
Some of the training have to be 12 hours, some 20 hours.
30 now. Some states you have to be ACLS certified. Mm-hmm. So the good thing is Dr. Brian McGue teaches our course and his wife Sue also helps out and she has all the state regulations printed out for each attendee for their state that they've come from. And that way, when you get back, you can give that to your office manager. I think bringing a team member to the course, I say this because I was a team member and I started as an intern. They'd be like, you're going to sit with the sedation patients. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know anything. You know,
so you still don't know anything.
I actually have taken the course quite a few times. I'm really good now. If you ever need me, sit with sedation
patients. Offer, you'll be back.
Yeah. So I think bringing a team member is great because, especially assistants, they're the ones that are actually sitting with the patients for a majority of the time that you're not doing dentistry.
So for our listeners that didn't realize, 3D Dentists, which is what supports this podcast.
Our one and only sponsor.
Provides oral sedation training. That training meets all 50 state requirements.
Yes.
When you attend the program, you get a sheet of what your state requires and everything that you need to do. And you have service and support from Dr. Brian McGue and his wife, Sue McGue, to help get everything implemented in your practice.
Yeah, ACLS is also included. And then, so basically you have to just get the equipment.
Which is what?
The patient monitor.
The patient monitor. So a monitor that does pulse, oxygen, blood pressure. And we suggest going ahead and getting capnography because some states will start requiring it. And or as you want to do more deeper, more as you grow and want to do other types of sedation, you'll end up needing it. But, you know, at the minimum, blood pressure, pulse oxygen in an automated monitor is what you need.
Yeah. So if you are interested in implementing sedation or just brushing up on sedation, feeling more comfortable sedating patients, making it less of an event and more of the systems that you do in your practice, our next course is March 24th and 25th, 2023 in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, we'd love to see you. Listen, when we talk to people at our implant program, I tell them up front at our mastermind, when you want to move to fewer well-planned visits in the implant program, when you want to start doing more surgical cases, make sedation part of the procedure because it will eliminate the fear barrier as any type of excuse from your patient. And so
Look, my best days are sedation days.
I think everyone says that.
The other dentists in our practice will tell you the same thing. And, yeah. and it makes for great days. And once you do it and once you see it and see how safe and effective it can be, it's amazing how much you'll enjoy sedation. So anything else from you, Meredith?
No.
How can they get in touch with you?
Meredith at 3D-dentist.com or 855-332-2285.
We still have 800 numbers?
Yeah.
Is it a 900 number to call you?
No.
All right, everybody. Thank you for being such great listeners. If you could help us spread the message by sharing our social media messages, going and subscribing to our podcast on your friends' phones, leaving reviews for us, we really believe that we have an amazing podcast that really provides actionable information for people. And we'd love to expand our reach so that we can help more dentists get out over the overwhelm and chaos in their practice and really start loving such an amazing profession. So signing out for this week, and we'll see you back next week on the Dentistry Made Simple podcast.